Do you want to get into a relationship with me, or do you just want to get into any relationship?
I get it. I'm great. Thank you so much.
But it was a little bit too fast for me and a little bit too intense, right? I need to chill. I need to like not do the whole thing of like envisioning my entire life with this person, aiming our kids. I'm not saying I'd do any of these things, but if I did, maybe I should stop. Alrighty, are we ready to go? Let's do a quick fit check. Headband from Korea, earrings from Vivienne Westwood from Essence, top from, I think it's Philip Lim, I got it on sale, and jewelry from various sources. Happy Friday, everyone. It's Friday when I'm recording. Some recent music findings that I've been loving. Let's play some. So I have been loving that song. I've actually been very obsessed with it. And so shout out Greek. But yeah, I guess to just start things off, up top, follow me on Instagram at HannahCat. If you guys enjoy this episode, and only if you enjoy this episode, give us a rating and review on both Spotify and Apple. I haven't asked you guys to do that in a while. And so please go ahead and do that if you haven't already. It'll literally take 30 seconds of your time. Like, 30 seconds, you can hold the 30 second plank. You can go write a review for me for 30 seconds. And so please go ahead and do that, but only if you have nice things to say. And then, follow the podcast, of course, Pugugi.podcast on Instagram and Twitter, Pugugi Podcast on TikTok. And yeah, what's been hip hop happening, guys? Because your girl has been feeling under the weather. So I only get sick like once, maybe twice a year. And so I feel like I'm a little like fearless in everything that I do. Like I love like just making plans, and I'll kind of like ignore the sickness a little bit if I like want to do something, because I'm usually okay. But the sick that I got recently happened because I went to Koreatown Run Club for the first time. So I went on Monday. They have a 3 mile and a 5 mile block. And so I have a 10K very soon. And so me and my sister were like, oh, look, let's go do 5 miles. And so we did 5 miles. And honestly, it was hard because my sister loves to say that she's not a runner. She is a runner. She is good at running. I feel like a lot of times, like, if she's feeling in a rut, she'll be like, I'm going on a run. And like all throughout pandemic, she's like, I'm going on a run. And then like even in seventh grade, I think she got like second in her like age category for her 5K. And so I'm like, what do you mean you're not a runner? Like, I feel like you're just being humble and it's making me feel bad about myself. But we went to Koreatown Run Club and she was running real fast. Everyone was running really fast and it was really intimidating, and I was getting nervous poops right before Koreatown Run Club because I don't like to run. Like, I'm not like a runner. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, like, let's go on a run. Though I've been like trying to do that recently. Like, during the run, I'm a little miserable. And so I was very nervous going in. And then everyone started off so fast. And so it made me even more nervous. And so that happened on Monday. And then we, like, a group of us, like, went to go get acai bowls. And then as we were leaving, it was so cold. Like, literally, like, it's been freezing. And like, right when your like sweat is drying, you get extra cold. And so I was freezing. And so I think I got sick on Monday. And it is now Friday. And your girl is still feeling a little loopy doopy. We're just gonna chit chat a little bit about love bombing today. Cause who's a love bomber here? Guilty. Guilty. Who likes being love bombed here? Guilty.
Guilty.
Who's ever been love bombed? I think so, but maybe like a very mild case. Like, I don't think it was anything excessive, right? So, I guess to just start things off, what is love bombing? I feel like this is something that people are always like tossing around. It was a term that was very, very popular during COVID. But yeah, for those of you who don't know what love bombing is, according to the Cleveland Clinic, it is psychological and emotional abuse that involves a person going above and beyond for you in an effort to manipulate you into a relationship with them. And so I know that there are some heavy terms there, right? Psychological and emotional abuse, in an effort to manipulate you into a relationship with them, right? So how I kind of like to think about it is in stages. And so how it occurs is essentially at the very beginning, right? When you're getting to know someone, it's so exciting and you like get all these giddy feelings and you're like, oh, like I could really like maybe see a future with this person, or like, wow, I finally found someone I like after all these like bad days, right? Like, I feel like oftentimes that's how I feel, is like, oh wow, I've been on so many bad dates with people I don't like, and I have lots of stories that have come out of it. But sometimes it's nice to actually have like an emotional connection with somebody. And so, right, that first stage is all like giddy and excitement. What I'm gonna call the pedestal stage, right? It's when they're overextending themselves in order to gain favor with you, right? I think a lot of people pleasers could be guilty of this. And then I've also read that people who tend to be a little bit more insecure are guilty of this, where like, right, you really want this person to like you. If you find somebody that you like, you want them to like you. I think that's a very natural human instinct. But where it comes off incorrectly, maybe, or where it comes off too strong, maybe, is when you feel like you guys haven't like built that relationship yet, and yet they're expressing these very intense emotional feelings. And so it could be, I love you really early on, right? Like strong emotional feelings, like let's say like second, third date, where it's like, oh, whoa, that's a lot. And maybe you guys are having marathon dates at the beginning, and so you can like justify it to yourself by being like, oh yeah, we've only had like two dates, but both of them lasted like 7-9 hours, you know, 7 to 9 hours. And so you could be making excuses like that, right? And so in that stage, I would say to just like make a mental note, right? Just be like, maybe I'm being love bombed, but we'll need to see, right? I think a lot of this is kind of like going with your instinct and going with your gut and seeing like, how do you feel? Like doing check-ins with yourself, right? I think a lot of times in the dating stage, I find myself on either end of the spectrum where I'm checking in way too much with myself, where I'm kind of like making myself anxious and being like, do I like him or do I not? Do I want to see him again or do I not? Or it's complete opposite, where I'm ignoring my feelings, where I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And maybe that could be stemming from like, oh, like, it's something to do, like go out on a date, right? Like something to like occupy my time. So there's that. And then second, something that I've personally experienced is when this person is in a rush to lock things down. And right, when it comes to dating, there is no set timeline on when someone should start like becoming official with another person, right? I think a lot of times we want to like ask those questions of like, oh, is two dates too early? Is 1 month too early? Like, how long should you date for? And that is completely up to you, hun. Like, I hate to not give you a black or white answer, but a lot of life is living in this like gray zone of like you needing to take into consideration your context. And so when I say lock things down early, you have to define that for yourself. When do you feel comfortable? I think it's really going with that gut instinct of like, oh yeah, I think I'm ready to like, you know, shut off the roster. I think I'm ready to stop the rotations. Maybe I'm ready to become exclusive with this person and then eventually boyfriend, girlfriend, right? And so it's checking in with yourself. But a lot of times people who have tendencies to love bomb will kind of want to like lock you down early because they want to like feel that sense of security, right? Like they kind of feel like maybe a little bit out of control when they like don't know where this is going and they just like want to control the situation. And so asking you to be in a relationship or to like commit early on is like one of the ways that they can combat those feelings. And so, you know, if they're in a rush to lock things down, yeah. And I also think that comes about because in my personal experience, I've definitely gone on dates where like people have kind of expressed interest really quickly and yeah, we get it. I'm great. And I've done a lot of work to like get here and like, right, I've worked on myself quite a bit. But I think the biggest tell has been like when there hasn't been enough time or maybe information to build this like level of emotional like infatuation that they're expressing. And so it feels like, oh, do you want to get into a relationship with me? Or do you just want to get into any relationship? Like almost like they don't have like standards or like they haven't really analyzed whether or not you guys are actually compatible and if this is something that they want, right? Because I think in our modern dating age, it's really easy to be the latter, to just want to get into any relationship because the world is big and it's scary and the economics of being in a relationship are better, right? Like you tend to save money when you're, let's say, living with a significant other or like getting to half on things, right? And then also we have all of our examples of love, right? We have the media and especially like TikTok for You pages. Like it's like, oh, I didn't ask to be shown like a cute couple on TikTok, but now I've seen it and I know that other people have it out there. And so like, yeah, of course I would want that too. And then of course we have our real life examples of friends who have been in loving, healthy relationships for a very long time, let's say, right? Like I have friends who it's going to be their 10th anniversary this coming year. And like, mind you, yeah, they started dating in high school. But like my other friends too, they have been coming up on their like 6 year, their 8 year relationships. And so of course people want to get into relationships. There's even right all of the societal pressure to be in a relationship. Like you're not complete until you're in a relationship. Like you are incomplete if you are alone, like all of that. And so this rush to lock things down, it makes sense, right? Like, I think once you find someone that you like, you're like, yeah, of course I want to, like, be in a relationship. But sometimes good things take time. You just have to, like, slow down a little bit. But I often find trouble with, like, how slow do I take things? Like, am I wasting this person's time if I don't give them an answer? And so when it comes to that stuff, it's really about, like, communicating where you're at with the person that you're seeing, right? Making sure that they're okay with this timeline and all of that. And then the fourth potential example within the pedestal stage is maybe like if you're feeling overwhelmed and a litmus test into whether or not you're actually being love bombed or if this is like the normal progression of a relationship is by communicating your boundaries, right? And so what I mean by this is, I'll give you an example. One of the recent guys that I was seeing, it felt like things were going fast, honestly. Like, I think by the end of date one, he had already been very validating and was almost like saying like, hey, I'm in this. I really like you. Like, I would like to see where things go, right? First date, that's very quick. And I think like between the second and third and fourth date is when like I noticed that communication was still continuing very intensely. And I get it. I'm great. Thank you so much. But it was a little bit too fast for me and a little bit too intense, right? It was both velocity and speed, right? We were getting both. And so I communicated to him like, hey, I start off with like affirming them. If you like them, affirm them, because whenever you have to like communicate like these like kind of like hard things, I do the sandwich method, right? I go, oh, I am really interested in you and like have liked the time that we've spent together, but I think I feel a little rushed in the speed at which we're going. And then you make your request. I would like to slow things down. And like what that looks like is seeing you once to twice a week. Like, I'm not trying to see you four times a week. Or maybe another example of this could be like, in my case, it was like that he would ask me like really, really intense questions the entire date. And so it was just like a lot for me to like process and juggle and like reflect on. And like, I felt like I couldn't like answer all his questions. Like, it was just a lot. And so I also expressed to him like, yeah, I think like if we could like limit the questions to like one to two deep ones a date, like that would be appreciated. Because I'm someone who like very much values the small talk and like the small like, oh, how was your day? What were the things that you did? And like, what were the things that excited you? It doesn't always have to be like, what do you envision your life looking like in 5 years? Like, what are your values? And like, do you see that come alive in this relationship? And right, it's not all those deep things. It could just be like, oh, here's a funny meme I saw this week, or like, oh, what do you think about this like article of clothing, or like, here's a music thing, right? I'm huge on interests, and so I love connecting with people in that way. And so I had to communicate to this person so that they like knew that, and I like gave them a fair chance. And this person specifically, I consider him to not be a love bomber, because after I communicated that like I need to slow down, he was so receptive, right? A lot of times it's not necessarily about the thing itself. It's about how they respond. And so he was very understanding. He was like, I totally get that. I have gotten feedback that I can be a little bit intense. Like, thank you for communicating that. Like, I will work on slowing that down. And so within the following dates, I saw that he slowed things down. And like, I could tell that there was a valiant effort to slow things down, right? I think when you're giving feedback to somebody, anyone, human, it's so easy to forget. Like, literally, I'd be out here like, I mean, you guys know my like little ADHD brain. I just like forget a lot of things and can't keep track of things. And so, right, all humans, we forget to an extent. Like, it'll be like, I'll fix that. And then they start to forget. But I could tell that he was really, really trying to slow things down and would kind of like check in before he asked really deep questions so that he could kind of get a sense of like where I stood before getting into it, right? I think like it was nice to be asked like, oh, are you in a place where you can like, you know, talk about something a little deeper? And I'd be like, yeah. Or if I couldn't, then like, good thing we did the check-in, you could bring it up next time. And so yeah, I think a great litmus test on whether or not you're being love bombed is by setting boundaries, right? Like setting those, oh, I only want to see you a couple times a week, but I really like you and I really enjoy those times together. Or like, oh, this is a little bit intense. Like, can we slow down? Like, I think that all of those are good markers and indications of whether or not they like respect your boundaries, right? Because if you have somebody who is a love bomber and wants to manipulate you, then obviously they will not do that, right? That's when the maybe isolating you from your friends or family could come in, right? Because they want control of you and your life and what you're doing and want to know where you are at all times. And so if you are cut off from your community, then your only option is to go to him or her or whomever you may be in this relationship with. It could be getting you things that get you like overly attached, right? Now, this example is something that I read on Psychology Today, but it said in the like excessive gifts component that like they will buy you things that like make them dependent on you. And I was like, what? I've like never heard of this before. But like, think about if somebody buys you a phone plan, right? They're like, oh yeah, I'll get your phone plan. Then you have no choice, right? It takes away all autonomy from you because you're dependent on this person for your phone plan. Like, rather like get me a one-time thing and not a subscription. Like, I don't want to be having to be in a relationship with you because, like, you dictate whether or not, like, I can contact my friends. Like, you could just get me the laptop, you know? And then it's, like, a one-and-done thing. And so, going back to these boundaries, I think that you need to kind of set for yourself where you feel comfortable, right? Because everyone's comfort levels are different. Like, I don't like being, like, showered with gifts, to be honest. I'm not, like, huge on gifts. Like, I appreciate it for sure. Honestly, like, I feel a lot of love through gifts. But it's, like, you know when someone, like, gifts you something and you're, like, oh, that's too much. Or, like, oh, you know, I have an example. Like, let's say you haven't discussed with, like, a friend whether or not you guys are doing Christmas gifts. And then they get you something and then you don't. It's, like, oh, shit. Like, what do I do now? That's how I feel with like gifts from a significant other. I'm like, oh, this is too much. I'm like, it's too much. And so when I think about like someone excessively giving me gifts in like the talking stage, I think I would be a little bit freaked out of like, oh my God, that's so freaking nice. But like, whoa, like, right. It's a little like, and let me try to translate that into English. It's like burdensome, right? Of like, oh, I wasn't expecting this, or like, I'm undeserving of this. Like, honestly, like, you don't even know me that well, hop off my dick. Like, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, why are you so obsessed with me? Those vibes. Let's organize a little bit here, right? So we covered what love bombing is. We're going through what it kind of looks like, and I'm dividing things into phases. And so we have our pedestal phase, right? When it's like the beginning and it's emotional and like, wow, and like, I really like this person. And then comes the second phase. Now this phase, I feel like would probably come after the 3-month mark, because I hope you all know about the 3-month rule, but essentially, this is like, let's call this the real them phase. This is the phase in which, right, now that you've kind of like let your guards down and maybe you've committed a little bit more to this person, that they start to kind of like drop off their effort level, right? I know y'all feel it when the effort level drops off, okay? Energy is huge. Your emotions and your feelings are real and validated and huge. And so when this person starts to like be late a little bit more, maybe are requesting more of your time and energy, or maybe they're getting a little bit more jealous of the people that you're hanging out with, this is the phase in which you kind of start to feel a little bit more like, what's going on? Like, you were giving me so much like love and attention before. Has something changed, right? We've all felt it where the effort kind of starts to diminish. And it always happens when you start to express how much you like them to this person, right? First phase, it's them being like, I like you, like, you're perfect, you're better than my exes. And then you're like, and you start to believe that, right? And so you start to like them, and then that's when they pull away, of course. And so this is when they're showing their true colors. And this is where you need to be very careful in making sure that you're still communicating with your friends and being honest with yourself and the people around you of like, something changed, something is up, something to watch out for, right? We still can't tell whether or not this is like being love bombed or not. Because, right, naturally, every relationship goes through a little bit of a honeymoon phase, right? Like, it can be very just exciting. Like, it's exciting to like someone. Like, honestly, life is so boring without a crush. Like, I hate not having a crush. Am I trying to fight that? Yes. But it's so boring. There's nothing going on. So maybe I just need to, like, work on myself. But, like, all of that is natural. But if it's too intense, watch out for it, okay? And then, the final phase. Let's call this, like, we're done phase. It's when this person, like, is kind of over it, right? And they kind of, like, leave you to the dust. Whether they break up with you or they completely stop trying in the relationship. And it, like, leaves you in this state of, like, being confused once again. Of, like, what happened? Like, I thought you liked me so much. I thought that, like, I'm the best thing that has ever happened to you. Like, how could you treat someone who is the best thing that's ever happened to you like this, right? And so this is like the final phase where like all effort, all communication, like pretty much just like dwindles and it's leaving you in the dust. And it sucks. As a hopeless romantic myself, I tend to like people very hard. Like, I fall very hard, very quickly. Nobody use that against me. And so when I feel like effort drops off from the other person, it sucks. Like, I'm literally like, dude, what happened? Like, I literally thought that you were my person. Like, all of a sudden, like, I'm nothing to you. Like, I'm just, what's going on? And so that'll lead me into being like, oh, what's going on? I need to try harder, right? And so this is where, like, the manipulation comes in. Is like, it's so, like, mind-bending of like, oh, this person isn't giving me attention anymore, so I'm gonna like go out of my way to like treat them amazing and beautiful and, you know, treat them how maybe they treated me so I could like earn their attention back. But that's not how it works, right? Because love bombing is not for you, it's for the other person, right? It often happens in narcissists or people with like anxious or insecure attachment. And so because this person is not a healthy person, I have learned, like, oh, maybe I don't need to be in a relationship with somebody who, like, is not at their healthiest, right? Like, I want to be in a relationship with somebody who is secure and, like, doesn't have to manipulate me to get me to like them, right? Like, I want to be in a relationship with somebody who wants to be in a relationship with me, not with anybody. And so this is when, like, I have to check myself and be like, oh, yeah, it sucks that this person, like, completely left you in the dust. But, like, this person was not at a good place, and I don't want to be a part of that. Like, I'm not here to, like, I'm not saying that everyone has to be perfect, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm not here to be, like, freaking Cadet Kelly and, like, train you from the ground up. Like, I have put so much work and energy and time into myself and have made sure that even my community around me has done the same. That, like, why would I bring someone else into my life that is gonna, like, mess that up, who hasn't put in the energy and the effort to do that? And so your girl is done being a boot camp for these men. Like, that is not my responsibility. It is your responsibility, right? It's not even, like, your parents' responsibility to an extent, right? Because parents are there to guide you. Oh, I heard this on TikTok recently, where it's, like, parents are just acting as, like, your interim prefrontal cortex. And I thought that was so funny. It's, like, literally, like, oh, I can't make decisions for myself, so, like, I need somebody to help me. Yeah. And so if you're grown, if you're 25, literally something clicks. It's insane. Like, when I turned 25, I was like, oh my god, I think I understand things. Like, I think I know what's going on. And so I'm not here to mother you or anything like that. Like, you are fully an adult. Like, let's get it together. Let's act like it. And so, right, we have all these examples of, like, what maybe an unhealthy relationship could look like, right? I talk through all of the excessive gifts and over communication and flattery and all of that. But what does healthy love look like, right? Like, what does this look like in a healthy state? What I think it looks like is when you set your boundaries, that this person respects and abides by those boundaries, right? It's making sure that, like, you feel comfortable. Like, if I like somebody, I would want them to feel so comfortable. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm pressuring them or like we're going too fast. Like, right? If you like somebody, like, that never feels good to be like the one who like is almost convincing the other person. And so, right, on the opposite side of things, yeah, like, I hope that they would want to make you feel comfortable. And so that is a big part of it. And then also making sure that there's a willingness to make adjustments for this other person, right? I said it in my example with the guy from recently. This is fried provolone, actually. He made an adjustment for me. Like, I felt like it was going too fast, and he totally understood. He even did check-ins along the way to be like, hey, are you still okay with the speed? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, have you noticed, like, changes? And all of that, and like was doing consistent check-ins, and I was like, yeah, I have noticed, actually, like, thank you so much. And so those, that kind of communication and like adjustment making is great. And then it's also like meeting people where they're at and understanding, like, maybe not everyone wants to get into a relationship so quickly. Like, maybe this person is gonna take 2-3 months, and that's okay. And so when it comes to love bombing myself, I think that's because of the hopeless romantic in me. I just absolutely love. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, like, let's soak it in. But maybe I need to kind of just, like, watch out for myself. Like, I need to chill. I need to, like, not do the whole thing of, like, envisioning my entire life with this person. Like, naming our kids, or like envisioning our wedding day, or like envisioning like what kind of house we'll make. I'm not saying I do any of these things, but if I did, maybe I should stop. So this is where we're at. We are trying not to love bomb ourselves. I'm trying to slow things down a little bit and like take my time because, right, I've gotten into relationships too quickly. I've talked about the future way too quickly. I've committed to people way too quickly. And so just, right, it's about learning and getting to know yourself through dating and getting to know what types of people you like to date and what kind of people you need. So we're working on all this stuff, and it's been a really fun process. But, and if you're a love bomber, cut it out. Just stop it. What are we doing? Maybe if you are someone who love bombs, no shame, but maybe a little bit of shame in that you can improve. Maybe build a little bit more, like, secure attachment if it's coming from, like, insecurity or avoidant attachment. So I think that's it for today's episode. Please pray for my 10K and my half marathon. I'm very nervous, and I really hope I don't get sick, because I felt like shit this entire week. And happy Easter. Okay. Oh, should we end it with a song? Ooh, this one's by Alan Chang. Ready? Bye!